Exercise 5 through 7. Carl von Weber, after passing through many trials and hardships during his youthful years of theatrical wandering with his ill-tempered old father, finally settled down as private secretary to the younger brother of the king, Frederick of Württemberg. Now the Duke was a big spender, and when he got short of money, it was Weber's duty, as secretary, to go to the king and try to secure the reckless Duke another appropriation. Not a very enviable mission was this, as the king was a man of rude manners and violent temper, of which the poor secretary got the full benefit. One day, after some particularly insulting treatment at this unworthy monarch's hands, Weber left the room with fury, declaring he would never go back. As he went out into the passageway, he met an old woman who asked him to direct her to the royal washerwoman. Weber, still boiling with the rage which policy compelled him to conceal in the king's presence, pointed to the door of the king's private apartment, saying, "There." So in walked the old woman, and not recognizing the monarch, she told him the young man outside had said she would find the washerwoman there. This so enraged the king that, summoning an officer, he ordered Weber thrown into prison. In a short time he was released, but the king's anger followed him. Some time afterward, just as Weber was about to bring out his opera of Saint Silvana, and as he was on the eve of a gratifying success, this royal rascal had both Weber and his father imprisoned. After a trial, sentence of banishment was pronounced on them. Weber gladly left Württemberg, and after this unpleasant episode in the life of an artist, gave himself up to composition and the production of those romantic operas which have made his name famous.